Welcome to Men Power Talk Radio. I'm your host, the 101 guy, Ronnie Venable. Our show is designed to empower men over the age of 40 to learn to get out of our own way and live the fantastic life we dream about. The primary focus of Men Power Talk Radio is to build a huge network where men can share successes, failures, challenges, joys, fears, and tears as we travel the road to success. On our last show, we talked about taking action, using discipline, and looking to see just how much emphasis we are really placing on success. Last weekend, Hurricane Ike came roaring ashore here on the Gulf Coast, and it caused major damage, but not only here on the Gulf Coast, throughout the United States. As far away as Chicago, there was flooding. In Ohio, trees down, damage, all the way from the Gulf Coast all the way through the states. At times like these, true heroes and living examples of positive people step forward to be counted. These people may be affected by the storm just as much as everyone else, but they seem to be able to step forward and help other people. Weather-related events occur all over the world, and I'm sure you can relate to the people who step forward to be Canada's stewards for humanity. They are the ones that stepping forward to help others, offering advice or services, going the extra mile to check on friends and family, or simply displaying a friendly helping hand to someone in need. You will also see those who are short-tempered, angry, self-centered, those looking to take advantage of the situation or the event, or sometimes just taking kindness for weakness. I'm sure you've also seen that. Have you taken inventory of the people in your life directly or indirectly and the roles that they play? In my opinion, life is too short not to be happy. So I'm asking you to really evaluate the people you're spending your time with. Are they helping you move forward toward your goals, or are they holding you back? Are they offering you encouragement and pushing you toward building your dream life? Or are they negative and keeping you in your present position? Now, just as a side note, which one are you? Are you constantly looking for the good in everyone? Are you supporting and enjoying the success of others? Wouldn't it be marvelous to surround yourself with only positive people? Remember, we attract what we want into our life by our thoughts. So what are you thinking? In the book, The Science of Getting Rich, written by Wallace D. Wattles, he discusses how everything in this world is composed of a universal energy. Since this is the same energy that's in everything in the world, when you start thinking of what you want, you're actually able to create what you're thinking about. This is done through the use of our creative mind. Using our creative mind, we can actually tap into the harmony of this universal energy through the act of expressing gratitude. Gratitude allows our minds to connect with this universal energy. Is it okay to share this quick story with you? After the hurricane, I was grateful for only having minor fence damage and a few limbs and trees down. I was in the process of replacing a fence. Material shortages are common during these times, and I was only able to buy enough material and pickets to complete half the fence. I was exactly 36 pickets short when I went shopping for more pickets. Before I went shopping, I was told by several people in the neighborhood that the stores were out. Everyone told me that it was going to be anywhere from 3 to 5 days or maybe 2 weeks before I could find pickets. So I took it upon myself, said, just go see for yourself. The first store was out completely, but the second store had exactly 36 pickets. This search had taken about 30 minutes, and I was extremely grateful to the universe for telling me to go look and check for myself in the first place, and secondly, for providing the exact number of pickets that I needed to complete the fence. Now, how many times have things like this happened in your life? We sometimes call them coincidences. Are they? How many times have you thought of someone, and they call you on the phone, or stop by to see you? Wallace's book says to manifest something new, you simply have to hold an image of what you want in your mind, express gratitude to the universe for having granted your request. Then you must become active in pursuing your mental image by doing all that you can to make this vision a reality. He said to make every effort to deliver something of greater value than what your clients and customers are paying for. Thought leads to action, and action leads to results. Since we're only looking to attract positive results, let's look at what we're focusing on. We've talked before about how the law of attraction works all the time, and your unconscious mind will seek and bring your request to you, whether it's good or bad. We're not talking about a magic focus. We're not talking about where some people seem to think if they simply focus your attention upon it, the universe will deliver it to you. No, we're talking about focusing your attention and actually taking action. Now, it's my understanding that our powerful mind will seek solutions to any goal we give it, and will use creativity to bring answers on how to attract what we focused on into existence. Just like the fence pickets. The focus was on finding pickets, and the action was actually going to look for them. Do you think the pickets would have ever been installed with me just sitting at home thinking, I sure wish I had 36 pickets. I sure wish I had 36 pickets. I don't think that would have happened. But me focusing on, I need 36 pickets, let me go see where I can find them, I went out and was actually able to find them at the second store. Your life is no different. So what happens is when you first focus, your mind will generate ideas about how to get what you're seeking and the actions you can take to get it. Secondly, you will begin to notice the available resources you can use to get what you want. In my case, it was locating the nearest lumber resources. For many people, their focus is on autopilot most of the time. This simply means that their focus is unintentional and unconsciously drifting between what they want and what they want to avoid. Have you noticed that when you're focusing on your attention on something, your mind develops radar for what you're searching for? If you buy a new car, you start driving that car, then you will start noticing all of the other cars of the same make and the same color that you had never even noticed before. Now, for some people out there, there's a condition you really must be aware of, and it's called tunnel vision. What that means is their focus is so intense that everything outside of their vision is blocked completely out. Now, if this is you, I want you to really listen up. Start looking for everything that may be of use for you while really focusing on what you want. Breaking this habit is not going to be easy. You will first have to acknowledge the condition. Know that you have tunnel vision and start widening your vision so you can see more and take more in. And then slowly allow more and more information to be filtered into your brain. At first, when you focus on one thing, you completely block everything out. But in order to get past that, you have to start widening your vision, seeing everything that's in your peripheral vision, as well as what you're paying attention to. This will allow you to include more of the surroundings and give you more choices in selecting an answer to what you're searching for. Now, there are normally multiple ways to reach your goals, and only you will be able to tell what's a good fit for you. Focusing on what you really want causes you to develop the internal qualities that will help you get what you want. Focusing on what you really want will help you build qualities such as persistence, courage, discipline, self-reliance, and enthusiasm. Remember, the more you focus on what you want and the more positive emotions you attach to it, the more your desires to have these qualities become part of your personality. If you're looking for a quick fix, a way to use focus, one way of using this is to ask yourself this question. How can I build my dream life? The how can I question helps focus your attention on what you want, and in the process, your mind immediately goes to work to find an answer. When the ideas start flowing, you just have to act upon them. Remember to ask yourself, how can I have my dream life? How can I have my dream house? How can I have my dream car? And when you ask yourself the how question, your mind will go to work to bring you answers. Now, I challenge you to study any successful person and discover how much action they actually take in their daily life. On the surface, they may appear to be filled with magic, but behind the scenes, they are directly taking action or directing the actions of other people on their behalf. Building success does not happen without taking action. And many times taking consistent action over a long period of time. Do your research. Find the answers to your doubts and questions. Most often the appearances in the spotlights are only after many years of preparations and persistence in crafting skills. There are many authors that have written time and time and time again, book and book and book again, only to be rejected by the publishers. But if you keep moving forward, keep learning, keep improving, all of a sudden you're on the scene. This is not magic. It's through persistence and hard work. If you're like me and plan to have your dream life, then it's imperative that you understand in order to have it, you have to be thinking, making changes, moving forward to bring about what you actually want in your life. When you make changes, you get different results. When you take daily actions, you change your habits. This is all a process. This is not earth-shattering information, but it's something we forget most of the time. Let me ask you a question. Is there anyone in the world who knows you better than you know yourself? If you answered yes, there's something wrong. You are the only expert on you. I cannot tell you what to think, how to feel, what to believe, how to believe, who to believe. No one can, because there's no one better at being you than you are. You have all of your life experiences in your head. You have your beliefs, and you have the ability within you to have all of the happiness, all of the peace, all of the joy that you could ever want. You have the power within you to create anything you want in your life. And when you understand just how powerful you really are, you will start understanding the law of attraction. The law of attraction will empower you to build and enjoy the fantastic life you have presently and the one you dream about. Now, today we covered how to share your life with positive people, how to tap into the universal power, and how to use focus to direct your mind into creative thinking and taking immediate actions. The secret lives within you. The secret lives within you, and there's only one expert on being you, and that expert is you. I will leave you with this short list of things that I'm grateful for this very day. Number one, to be alive. Number two, freedom. Three, running water. Four, a roof over my head. Five, clean clothes. Six, electricity. Seven, food to eat. Eight, a bed to sleep in. Nine, family and friends. And 10, sharing this information with you. I encourage you to make your own list and to place an object in your pocket as a reminder. A good friend of mine gave me a special gratitude rock to help me remember how blessed and grateful I really am. This rock serves as my anchor point for being grateful for the many wonders I experience every day. A friend gave it to me, and I carry it with me, so any time that I feel that I've been treated unfairly or things could have gone differently, or my day is not going the way I would like for it to go, I simply put my hand in my pocket, rub my rock, and I remember all the things that I have to be grateful for. On our next show on October 4th, we're working to build a huge network, and we invite you to share our show with your friends, family, and associates. Go to our website at www.menpowerradio.com. That's MENPOWER. RADIO.com to share your comments with us. If you like what you're hearing here on Men Power Talk Radio, I invite you to share the famous Kitchen Table Talk Radio show at www.womenpower, that's WMENPOWER-radio.com, with the women of your life. Raven Blair Davis, my friend and mentor, shares her vision of how life is just beginning. Let's make the world a better place to live in. This is Ronnie Venable, the 101 guy of Men Power Talk Radio, signing off with Enjoy Life. Have fun.